Okay, everybody please stand. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, his word will I hide in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, to the sacred kingdom and stands, one Savior, crucified, raised and coming in, life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Prayer list. Joseph Smith, Dean. Teresa Smith, Dale. Carol Buck. Donnie Chapman. Andrew Morgan. Kenny Brainerd. Jordan Swans. Gladys Key. Children's Home in India. Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Johnson family, Frankie Luann and family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jenny, Bill Kisby, Devin Fahey, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Jacob Ruiz, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Amy Claw, Lisa Buff, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, Sydney and Rachel Hale, Conley family, Miss Russell, Kenneth Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Randy Longman, Sherry's dad and sister, Barry Brown, Scott, Ken Walker, Helen Shook, Jacob Banner, Chris Crawley, Lynn Reed, Darius Moser, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Christine Hensley, Bill and Patsy Penley, Patsy, Hospital, Lincoln Hospital, she's having congestive heart failure.
Yeah.
Remember that. You know, Bill's the one we've been really praying for because he's the one that's been having problems, but now she's having problems, so pray for him. I mean, now Bill ain't got nobody to take care of him. Because, you know how that goes. Geraldine Chapman, David Carver family. I guess we can take that one off, can't we?
Yeah.
Okay, Craig Stillwell, Preacher Dwayne Longman, Mike. Cable, Lane, Missy Morgan, Allie, and Billy Canuck. Anything to be took away?
Preacher, do you have it there, Jimmy Walker?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I can remember his because of JJ.
Oh, okay. It's Lisa's brother. He's the other good.
You see?
It's Lisa's brother.
Oh, okay.
He's a Roth brother.
Okay. You're going to have to forgive me. I've been cutting trees and all that dust out of them trees and stuff has got me all stoked up. So. All right. Does anybody got anything on their heart tonight?
I
You'll do good. You'll do good.
We're praying for you.
I know you'll do good. I've got confidence. How's that? All right. Go ahead, Rosa.
Yeah, I want to thank the Lord for saving. Thank you, the Lord, for being here tonight. And just keep on praying for me. I'm getting better every day. But my leg, you are really better because I start going to the therapy. Now I'm going to get very rough.
Yeah.
But I guess it's just for me that has to be that way, you know. But I've been doing good every day. Just getting improved every day.
Songs I can. But God might have to sing without that.
Okay.
You won't stand.
Huh?
said she done the from back there. Let's try this one. I should try coffee, but I'm gonna do it anyway. 198. Before heaven has been.
Yeah.
113 maybe.
113?
That's four. That is nine.
105. Yeah, there we go.
I need to remember that. How beautiful heaven has been.
Y'all gonna have to forgive
me. Just start calling. Ever call or something?
It's where I've been in them dry leaves.
Oh. So
I'm gonna be cutting trees.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word He has given. Forever rest for the weary. I'm us be. Pure waters of our life that are flowing, and all we would drink may be free. Red jewels of splendor are glowing, how beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be, sweet home of the happy and free. Christ of mine. continue to do that one, didn't we? That's after she sings.
I sing it more.
I said, that's up to you, brother.
I don't want to do nothing down or what I was seeing.
No.
I said, I know what, so you will come and sing it?
No. No, I'm just messing with you.
I know, I'll be. Well, I'm gonna sing it the next one. I was thinking the same thing. From the beautiful shore, barely did they stand with sing to rage no more. By the master of the sea, hear my spirit cry. From the water lifting me, I say, I am. Lord, lifting me, Lord, lifting me. When nothing holds a hope, Lord, lifting me. Lord, lifting me, Lord, lifting me. When nothing holds a hope, Lord, lifting me. Oh, my heart to hang I give, everything hang I cling. And his blessing present live, everything present sing. Love so mighty and so true, marry my song be sung. Faithful love and servitude to hang belong. Lord, lifting me, Lord, lifting me. When nothing holds a hope, Lord, lifting me. Lord, lifting me, Lord, lifting me. When nothing holds a help, Lord, lifting me. So then you look above, Jesus completed say, he will lead you by his love, all the hungry ways. He's the master of the thing, build his will obey. Is your savior want to be saved today? Lord, lifting me, Lord, lifting me. When nothing holds a hope, Lord, lifting me. I want to thank you, the Lord, for being here tonight.
Amen.
Thanking him for his blessing. I was singing a song. Peace. This is over. Tonight? A Geraldine song.
Yes.
Yes. It's hard to sing it, but I love it. And it might be Geraldine all the time, but I sing it.
Far away in the dead, oh my spirit tonight, rolling in, Lord, this sweet of the sound, in celestial last stream, in celestial all fall, oh my soul, I can feel needy come. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep all my spirit forever, I pray, in the faultless abyss, all love. What a treasure I have, this wonderful peace, buried deep in the heart of my soul, so secure that no power can not end away. What a years, oh, a day. of all love. I am resting tonight in the wonderful peace, resting sweetly in Jesus' control, for I keep from dangers by glorious flowing my soul. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep all my spirit forever, I pray, in the form less of yours, all love. In my thing when I raise to the city of peace, where the actor of peace I shall see, that when stream all the song which the great song we sing, in the heavenly kingdom shall be. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep all my spirit forever, I pray, in the faultless of yours, all love. So are you here with a eye of comfort? I'm rest marching down the road paths of the town. May she see your friend and the child of God. Oh, I said in the sweet so long. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep all my spirit forever, I pray, in the faultless of yours, all love. What I'm saying. Amen. It's a long song and so cute. We're going to be in the book of Romans chapter 6 tonight.
Chapter 6.
Romans chapter 6.
Where is it? Where is Romans chapter 6?
Too far back. Go back the other way just a little bit.
Romans?
Now you're too far the other way now.
not set it to $600.
Myra.
All right, so it's time everybody's come to place.
What? Verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was risen from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in the newness of life. For we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we shall not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead died no more. Death have no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he lived unto God. Put your hand in prayer. Again, and I'll probably tell you to it again. There's things in my past that I would pay good money to keep there. I don't want people to know, I don't want people to remember that I even done it. But tell you something. If it was past, if it was back in the day before I was saved, it's under the blood.
Amen.
God ain't got no remembrance of it. If you're going to judge me today, or if you're going to judge somebody out there, you judge what they are today. What they're doing today. Don't go back our 30, 40 years and try to go dig up some trash. It's under the blood. It ain't no good. He's been forgiven. She's been forgiven. But boy, we got on today's wheel. Oh, you stand up there like you some kind of big preacher, like you know something. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know nothing. But I ain't no big preacher. But I'll tell you one thing. What that old man done is done and buried. It's under the blood. God ain't going to bring it up against me, and neither are you. So like I said, you want to judge a man for what he's done? You judge him for what he's done today. You go look and see what he's done today. As a child of God. The people that he has helped. The blessings that he's been to people. You want to judge him? You judge him for that. Don't go back there in times past and go digging up old bones. Because that's all it is old bones. It's a skeleton. Oh, they'll go dig around in the closet and they'll find some skeletons. They'll dig around in this and that. No. I'm going to tell you something. I am no longer responsible for what I did when I was lost. I have been forgiven by God.
Amen.
And I want to tell you something. If the world out there can't forgive a man for what he did, after God's forgiven, you got a problem. You got a bad problem. Just to put it blunt, you need to get right with God. Because if you can't forgive me, my Bible tells me, if you can't forgive your brother that you have sinned, how can you, folks, it also tells you, hey, if you don't forgive your brother, then why should I forgive you? You remember the guy with the debt? You remember that story where the guy had a debt and he was forgiven for that debt. His debtors forgave him, wrote him off, set him clear, didn't send him to the poorhouse. And then somebody owed him, and what did he do? Folks, the things I've done in my past is there. The things that people out there in that world, good Christian people, this working hard to try to help people. They're working hard. Giving their all. And all they can do is come up with is go back in 30 years ago or 40 years ago and find something and you don't even know if it's true. Could have been some kind of false accusation then. Some kind of mix-up. They might not even have been guilty. And again, they might have. I'm going to be honest with you folks. You go digging around in my closet, you're going to find some skeletons. Because I'm not perfect.
You're going to find things that were not Christian-like. You know why? Because I wasn't a Christian. I was lost. I just doing what the devil, where the devil was a sin to me. But it's been forgiven. It's under the blood. And I'm not accountable for it. Because I have been forgiven. If you want to go dig up some old bones, go dig up young. And leave good people alone, just trying to do a good work. You don't want to go to young people, that's fine. Don't go do it. But don't go stripping people and stomach causes stumbling blocks over people that are trying to do good. There's a lot of people out here today that's doing good. They're doing some wonderful things. And then you got others turning around backbiting, and trying to make it harder on what they do. If you don't want to be a blessing to someone, that's fine. That's your God-given right as an American. If you don't want to go help somebody, that's fine. But don't stop somebody that is. Amen? Yeah. Or don't go making false accusations, or even if they were true. Don't go digging up old bones that don't make no difference, no way. Judge a man for what he does today, not what he was in the past. Amen? Folks, I don't know if this made any sense to y'all here tonight or not, but it helped me. And just to tell you, nobody's done nothing personally to me. It's someone else, somebody that I care about. And I just want the people out there in the world to know. When you go messing with God's children, when you go back there trying to dig up that old man that's dead and gone, God might let a little bit of your scalping show. Amen? I want you, church, to pray for these people that's out here working, that's sacrificing for other people. And then you got others that's trying to stop them. What for? A little bit of Lincoln go in these fire tapers? If that's all our government's got in mind is getting these people off inside that mountain to get that lithium, I'll throw away everything I've got that's got a lithium battery in it. I'll go back to using electric drills. I ain't too lazy to pull out a cord. I'd rather pull out an electrical cord than I would to see that beautiful mountain up there destroyed because of somebody's greed. Amen. Folks, I remember one time when I was a kid, we moved out of a house over here on St. Paul's Church Road. Now it used to be Fairburn. Man, I had a well pump that it worked just perfect. They wasn't dropping no buckets down in no bucket. There wasn't no bucket on that well. And we moved out of that house into a house where all the water lines were froze and the good get a plumber. We moved in that thing with no water, and I was out there every morning with a bucket in the roof. Drawing water. For the washing machine, drawing water for the toilets, drawing water for the sink, drawing water. Lord God, I think that's all I got done is draw water. I'm going to tell you something, folks. It didn't kill me to draw water. It didn't kill me one bit. I'm standing right here right now. And it ain't going to kill me to pull out a drop of water. Got money? If it means drawing out that rock cord to save that mountain, then that's what I'll do. They can keep their engines, they can keep their electric cars, and keep their electric drills. I was using 9-volt batteries and smoke detectors a long time before anything's ever come along. You just change them right along, you change the clocks, and you're fine. But you got so many people in this world. They say they're woke, but their eyes are still closed. Praise God. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad that that old man is dead. I'm glad that all the things that I've done in the past are exactly right there in the past. And nobody can really ever use them against me. They can. And if they knew, they would. Just like they're doing other folks. But Lord God, you're picking on the children of God, and you're picking on the wrong ones. Amen. All right, that's all I got tonight. Anybody got anything on their heart? Amen. Amen. All right. Preacher Andy, pray for us.
And we're going to just thank the Lord that our sins are gone, Lord. Not willing to bring them up against us, Lord. We don't have to worry about standing before you in our sins. Jesus paid the price for all of them, Lord. I thank you, Lord. They're gone. Past, present, and future, Lord. I'm just glad that you did it, Lord. You did it by your own self, Lord. There'll be no boasting. Let us pray and thank you. Thank you for saving us. Pray you just be with us the rest of the week, Lord. Bring us back Sunday morning, Lord. Have your way and will. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 See you all Sunday morning.
Friday morning, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll try to get stopped and use that stuff.
Hey, Rose, I'm gonna take one of these ravioli and meatballs, okay?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Just kidding. Yeah, I like everything.
You go ahead.
I bought some of that the other day. It was some
maybe
spaghetti.
Maybe do some more by Sunday.
SpaghettiOs with meatballs. Now I have two cans. One of them.
My girls used to love those things when Dad's little.
I like them now. I think I like the meatballs though.
Yeah. Oh, I'll let the coat up there.
See, rather close it out.
I better go get the coat. Get this camera off before I forget it.